How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Episodes with quick tips you should know, techniques you can implement into your workflow right here on A Tale, oh yeah, A Tale of Two Hygienists.
Hi guys, my name is Kim Loudenslager and I'm Director of Communications and Education for Central Regional Dental Testing, better known as CREDITS. And I've been asked today to do a quick tip-isode to help candidates and faculty, anybody interested in taking a clinical board exam. And what I want to do is just give some helpful hints on how to prepare. The first thing I can think about, even though I took my exam many years ago, I can still remember it. And I think that's what makes my involvement with CREDITS so valuable, is because we have a culture that we were there too, and we want to make this as relaxed and as convenient as possible. So our first three tips for preparing for the board exam are, number one, read the candidate manual. And as simple as that sounds, believe it or not, what we found in post comments from candidates, and we really do value feedback, is a lot of the candidates shared with us that they wished they had actually sat down and read the manual and not just skimmed through it. I think it's a tendency. I know you guys are all busy, faculty are overloaded, but really to understand the exam, you have to read the manual front to back, and it doesn't take that long, okay? Then while you're reading the manual, jot down some questions or just some, I need to know more about that, or I wonder about this. So number two tip is to watch the online orientation. So again, I think all testing agencies have some kind of orientation that you can watch on their website. And I know we have two, one for the simulated patient exam, the mannequin exam, and it's about 15 minutes long. And then the second one is the patient-based exam, and it's a little longer. I think it's 20, 30 minutes. But those two orientations, if you have your manual in front of you, they will walk you through what to do. And I know that working with schools for the past 20 some years on clinical licensure exams, we find that if you can do it as a class, maybe even if you did it over a lunch break, even if you don't have time during a class, if you all sit down together and watch the orientation, again, you know what? It'll prompt some questions perhaps, and you can jot those down, which leads to the third tip. And that would be, please don't be afraid to send questions. I know for CREDITS, email address is info@credits.org. That's info@crdts.org. And we love the questions because, one, it helps us make the manuals better for the future, but it also makes sure that we've helped you understand and know what you're getting into before you ever get to the exam. So you can email us as a class, you can email us individually, but we love your questions. So those are the three things. Read the manual. We can't emphasize that enough. Watch the online orientations and send us your questions before the exam even comes close. With that, once you've done it, I want to reassure you that there will be people at your exam. We call it the coordinator. The credits coordinator is actually going to be, they're not an examiner. They're going to be the person who greets you and welcomes you and shows you around and starts the exam. And you will have an opportunity to ask questions there. It's not a lot. I mean, we don't allow a lot of time because by now you should have a good feel for the exam, but at least you have that one last, you know, where would be the gauze or where would we find this and those sorts of things. You'll have that opportunity. And we know it's a big day. It's an important day, but I think if all goes well on our end, you're going to find the culture is really laid back. We try to have it be another day in clinic. Yes, I know it's an important day, but it should feel like just another day in clinic, all right? And I was going to touch on some of the most frequently asked questions, but I think I'd rather you do that. You tell us what your most frequently asked questions are and email us. And in closing, the one thing I want you to know, again, this is always plan B, right? Life is all about how you handle plan B. If for some reason your first attempt at the exam does not go well, and credits releases scores after every exam group, so you will know immediately if you were successful. We do this for all exams. It doesn't matter if it's a simulated exam or a patient-based exam. You know immediately. And then you also, at every exam we offer, have the ability to retake, okay? There's a group that we tack on at the end for unforeseen circumstances for some candidates and for candidates who are unsuccessful, perhaps, who want to retake. That would be another opportunity for you. So then you can learn if for some reason there was some uncertainty on the first attempt, you're ready to go on that retake. And with that, I think, recapping really quick, read the manual. Don't just skim it. Don't skip through it. Read it. Watch the online orientations. And please reach out to us with your questions. We're here for you. We want you to be successful. And we look forward to meeting you. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye. A tale of two hygienists.